wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and on me. Yeah.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, it's 802 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
I think I get Bun B on to, Bun's got his own weekend coming up next weekend. He's got a new chicken sandwich. Have you seen Bun's chicken sandwich at Antone's?
No.
Yeah, he's got a new chicken sandwich out at Antone's. Everlast from House of Pain and also just by himself for years and years. He was in town last night and was stopped by with Bun to go have the chicken sandwich. You have Bun's doing, he's just got that going on. And money from that goes to a great cause. You can go check out his feed if you want to. And then he's got a brunch on Saturday at 1/5. He's got a roller derby, like a roller rink. They're going a roller skating rink on Saturday night, which is pretty cool.
Skate party?
And then Sunday is UG karaoke. So there's instrumental band that will be playing for karaoke version at Warehouse Live where people can do karaoke of I don't know if it's going to be people can do it or if there are going to be certain acts who are doing karaoke songs, which would really be cover songs, with an instrumental band. So there's tickets available. So I want to give Bun a chance. And, as a matter of fact, I just got a text. It just says, "Morning, Chef." That's me. "Hey, so I'm headed home from Alaska. Would you and John be able to chat tomorrow about your menu? Because this weekend is when we're supposed to scrap on Saturday. Our bake-off." Not a bake-off, really, but We're doing. I've got three menu items. John will have three, and then you guys can all come and buy them because we'll have ideas, and someone else will actually.
Absolutely, tomorrow right after the show,
make the food.
Sugar Hooker,
that's her.
Right after the show, and by the way, I saw your brisket this weekend. Everybody was retweeting. Didn't see that? Apparently,
that's not mine.
It looked.
You see the one from? Oh, you mean the one from Texas Star where I was? The Snake River?
No, not that one. No, I saw one that everybody said was yours. I don't know. I'm not sure.
That thing was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Bad look. And somebody said this is...
How can you make that brown? Like, that had to be...
That was light brown looking like black.
I'm telling you, whoever took that picture put a filter on it because I don't think meat can look like that. First of all, yeah, that's boiled. Somebody boiled part of the brisket.
That looks terrible.
Because it's devoid of all color.
It's not even charred on the outside.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It was boiled. It's devoid of all color. There's no char.
Everybody
seems
to think it was yours.
There's no smoke ring.
By the way, mine is coming up in less than 2 weeks. Brisket U, where I'm going to destroy everyone's brisket with mine because I'll be a brisket expert.
We got to go see her, by the way.
A certified brisketeer because of brisketu.com. So sign up September 7th. Put in the promo code ESPN. Let's go. We're going to be at 11 Below Brewing from 10 till 1 and then drive up to see LSU beat Texas.
That's good. That's good.
That's what we're going to do.
Twin Peaks and Katy this Thursday from 6 to 8, sponsored by St. Arnold. John and I will be, you have to actually be there because you'll have to do something at the bake sale on Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
So we'll do that. We'll go meet with her and put our menu together. So we'll tell you guys. Last time, there was a huge line when I was there, and the food was – I made some really good stuff. I had some good ideas. She made some really good stuff. She used my grandma's Erlein cinnamon roll recipe, which came out fantastic. And then the big hit, though, was a chicken and waffles. The waffles were – see, Tyler's a food guy, so he can appreciate all this stuff.
I'm kind of mad that y'all are doing that this weekend because I have to go up to Austin – Saturday morning, so I'm going to completely miss all this.
Oh, yeah?
What are you doing up there?
I got a fantasy draft. Can y'all bring in samples of all this on Friday morning?
Nope. Because it's going to be Saturday morning. So you want us to have a day old just so you can eat some Friday?
No. Just make a small batch.
There's already talk about like a peppers. There's already talk about a sausage and peppers croissant.
Didn't you have a Granado-inspired dish?
Yeah, I did. I had a Granado-inspired, which is sausage and peppers kolache, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, so that's what I want.
It was fantastic.
But Sugar Hooker says I'm going to do something else with sausage and peppers, so we'll see what happens. That we'll see what happens. All right, so where are the Texans now with Lamar Miller, without Lamar Miller?
So Duke Johnson just picked up a tremendous amount of value for fantasy people.
Yeah.
Because whether he likes it or not, he's going to get the Lamar Miller carries. I mean, I think he's going to be anywhere from 17. I think he'll be anywhere from 14 to 19 carries a game. 14 to 21 carries a game, Duke Johnson. And catches. I mean, Duke Johnson has the same value that Lamar Miller did in fantasy football now. Yeah. He's going to go step right in the role, and I think they're kind of similar.
Well, and he'll catch more passes than Lamar would.
He could. It depends on, I mean, it depends off.
What's
on,
what he do?
Based on, well, based
Won't
on
that
what,
be part of the running game is just.
I don't know. Ask Deshaun. He couldn't see running backs right in his face that were wide open underneath well,
but is
from
it,
five
But this
years
is going to be a pre- plan, you know what, this is what we're doing. Instead of running the ball, we're going to swing pass to Duke.
I'm good with him giving some dump-offs to Duke.
Yeah.
If it means not taking a sack. See, at some point, here's what people need to understand. Offensive line's not good. At some point, a quarterback has involvement, too, and some blame. If you know that you have to know your defensive line, what they're capable of doing, the other team, and your offensive line. And you need to know exactly who's going to be where and what the matchups are at every position on the field. Tight end, running back. Because you need to understand, if it's man coverage, this is my best winning opportunity. If it's zone, this is my best winning opportunity. So you at least have an idea pre-snap. My concern with Deshaun is he figuring out how to play chess? Is he getting through his progressions quick enough? The other day, he was not. He should have figured out. And Dallas was playing, you know, they were dropping two deep safeties. And you had these outside routes that went outside the numbers. Deshaun, it should have been, it was second and 10. It should have been a dump down quickly to, it was 34. Is 34 Buddy Howell? I think it is.
Yeah, 36 Crockett.
36 Crockett, 31's Higdon. I think 34 is Howell. It should have been a dump, just a dump and go. A dump and on to the next play. On to the, keep a third and five. Make a very manageable third and five. He is going to have to get rid of the ball faster. He hasn't played a whole lot this, but you saw the same things I did. Those sacks, he took two sacks that he had no business taking the other day. No business. One of them, he got hit from behind. And that's, the internal clock has got to speed up for Deshaun Watson because he knows his offensive line's not good enough. They're not good enough. I hope it's better when Khalil gets back, but it's probably not going to be a lot better.
They're managing his reps.
All right.
They're managing his reps. By the way, Will Fuller was running around before the game.
Right.
Yeah. So that's good news.
That's good news.
But where's Matt Khalil? I mean, even you don't think that dude needs some reps?
You know
something?
What this could be? He hurt the foot, and they're like, we're not going to take any chances on a setback.
But not even ever practicing or anything? Or?
Well, yeah, you would think even walkthroughs.
Yeah, something. Wow. And Julian Davenport started. And then,
were you surprised about that? The Texans pregame show made a huge deal.
It's not. Just like Roderick Johnson starting. Here's the deal: is you're trying to see a guy. Actually, if you're starting, there's a good chance you won't be there because they want to see you against starters. That doesn't mean you're next up or your first team. It doesn't mean anything like that.
That's exactly
they
want to
see
was.
You against starters and go, well, you're just not good enough.
That's exactly what. Most of the time, I think it was ones versus ones. I really think that was the case. They needed to see because I talked to some people at camp who said Davenport has really been getting better during camp. I think that was their chance to see, let's see where Julian is right now. And he wasn't in any place great. Running game, he couldn't get across the face of the defensive end. Like they were getting across his face on the weak side. Things that you want. Okay, if you're an athletic tackle, you should be able to do this. Nope, he wasn't able to do that either. So, yeah, I think that may have been just a look. They wanted to get a look at him and see. Let's see what Julian can do
I've
here.
I've seen it before.
He
where
may
you're
have
like,
got himself cut on Saturday.
Oh, my
Saturday.
God, that guy started and he's cut. How does he get cut when he's starting? That doesn't mean anything when you're starting.
He may have got himself cut on Saturday.
He may be on the team. You know what? You don't know. I'll tell you this. In middle of camp at Green Bay, he was – They weren't even interested in seeing Julian Davenport.
They may have hoped for a good game to get him traded too.
Could well.
Because you know, so we haven't even talked about this. Mike Lombardi, who we used to have on the show years ago, came out with a statement that he believed Jadeveon Clowney would be traded within 24 to 48 hours. Now, we're past 48 hours now, but here's what he said. He believed the Texans would sign
him.
Didn't
he say that Saturday? I think we're moving in 48 hours.
I thought it came out Friday, but okay. Maybe it is Saturday. I still don't think it's dead at all. I think his idea was he's got to sign, he's got to have a deal done. What he even said was he's basically got to have a deal done in advance. See, here's what you could do. You could do a sign and trade, in essence. Now, you could sign him to a franchise tag, trade him, and then that team could do, you know, whatever they wanted contractually with him at that point, I think. I don't know. I got to see how the...
No, they can't. They can't. They can't sign him until the offseason.
So what he was talking about then was you have to have... you have to have an agreement in place, which I've always thought anyway. I mean, you can't be trading for him unless you knew you had a deal done. So he thinks there are a couple teams that are in the mix, and then it came out yesterday that the Miami Dolphins are kind of reigniting their efforts.
Right. So
would Jadeveon go there for the money? Absolutely.
He said no. He said this is what previously. I reported 3 weeks ago. He said, I'm not going to Miami. You can whatever. I'm not going to Miami. So if that's like, and then he got pissed off. He's like, what do you mean? You guys want to trade me to Miami? And he was pissed off. He was coming in week three. He was going to be here already. And he got pissed off and said, all right, I'm not coming in until the season starts now. Congratulations, you guys. You're trying to trade me to freaking Miami. I have no interest in going to Miami.
I think they'll get him out of here.
I do too. Maybe Miami, for some reason or whatever, thinks maybe we can persuade him to come here and stay here. And the answer is probably no. Here's the deal is I thought it was probably Laramie Tunsil. Now it could be Kenny Stills because
– It's Kenny Stills.
It's Kenny Stills.
They would never have traded Laramie Tunsil. Laramie Tunsil's turning into one of the top tackles in football. If you had given Jadeveon Clowney and a future second, you might have been able to
– Is Laramie Tunsil going to turn into Jadeveon Clowney, though, with the money that he's going
to
want?
I don't care. If you can get Laramie Tunsil, do everything you can to get Laramie Tunsil. Yeah. To me, that's a no-brainer. You get Laramie Tunsil. Tunsil came one draft after Jadeveon Clowney. Or no, it was two drafts after Jadeveon Clowney in 16. But you look at Devontae Parker, Kenny Stills are the starters over there. Then they got Jakeem Grant, who's a small guy. I mean, here's the problem is I'm looking at their wide receiving core. Unless Preston Williams is playing really good, and I mean, he was a turd factory, but really talented. The best wide receiver in the draft was this guy Preston Williams from Colorado State. But he fell because he was just a sack full of turds. But Kenny Stills and the issues with Stephen Ross and his commentary, yeah. I could see Kenny Stills being the one to get traded.
Do not trade Jadeveon Clowney for Kenny Stills. Just don't do it.
That's not enough value.
That's not even close. Well, you know what?
It's a wide receiver. If you get Kenny Stills, if you get Kenny Stills for Jadeveon Clowney, you better be getting a second round pick in return also.
Well, they're not giving up a pick when you don't know that he's going to sign long-term. So there's no picks. It's going to be a guy that's a problem for you. Jadeveon is a problem for the Texans.
Jadeveon isn't a great player. He's a very good player who's going to have a contract coming up.
He's a contract issue. What they're going to trade is a contract issue.
See, I don't think so. I think if you trade for a player, you're trying to get value for the player.
Right. But a contract issue. Just like you've got a contract issue. So you just trade players that have contract issues. But they're not giving up a second-round pick for a guy that they don't know is going to sign long-term. That's why they had to have the assurance from Jadeveon Clowney that he would stay there. And even that isn't worth the paper.
Anybody he's traded to is going to sign Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah.
Been that discussion with Buzz.
Right, like a Chris Paul deal. A year into it, you know you've got him.
But if Buzz Cook screws you, then Buzz Cook is dead.
Yeah,
not just to that team, but they will make sure that every team knows. So that's why if Jadeveon goes, he's going to get a deal done.
Yep. All right, time to talk about – you want to talk about value. How about my boys over at Oops? They are awesome. Just awesome. Jason and Rosie do an unbelievable job. And I sat down and talked with them about – you know, their business plan, and they're like, you know, there's so many of these carpet cleaning companies where they get there and they're just trying to kill you. They're trying to upsell you as much as possible. When you call Oops, you give them a call, you're going to talk to someone and they're going to give you a price. 281-822-0561. I don't know what's wrong with your carpets. I mean, they can't even fix your carpets. Have you tried to put in new carpeting lately? You know how much that costs? It's expensive. So fix the carpets that you have. They can do that as well. Or just clean them and have them look like new again. But they're going to quote you online. And when they get there, they're going to do the job, 45 minutes, hour, whatever it takes. If it's a big job, hour and a half, whatever. And then they're going to leave. And they're not going to try to tell you, well, you need to do this. You need to do that. Now, you got to be honest with them. Do we have wine? Do we have urine? Do we have beer? Do we have what is the problem? You got to be honest with them. And when they get there, then they're going to do the job, and they're going to go. And they've got trained and background screen professionals, employees, not contractors. So they are responsible for those people in your home. And you know what? It's a great experience as opposed to a lot of times you'll have another carpet cleaning company and you feel like, wow, I just got ripped off. What the hell happened there? So go online. You can get a quote online as well. Oopssteam.com, oopssteam.com, or give them a call, 281-822-0561. Everywhere in the area they will go to, if you can hear our voice, they will get to you. 281-822-0561 or oopssteam.com.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. You want to get in here? Come on. Do we have the laziest? Is this seriously the laziest listeners? Or they just want to hear us talk? I don't see that.
Oh, you know what? Let's get some calls in right now to talk about the Lamar Miller injury. Here's what we've got laid out for you. Lamar Miller injury. How bad the Texans looked against the Cowboys. You got the Astros. So the Astros winning this weekend was a big deal, and I want to talk about Bregman here in a second. I've got to tell you, I just wasn't feeling the white and black uniforms. I thought the all whites for the Astros.
Well, not for the Astros, like the whole league.
I know.
The home teams were all white and the road teams were all black. It was the whole league. Everybody's like, now, these Astros, they're the league uniforms.
If you had done throwback uniforms where you had the bigger sleeves and you had the knicker type pants up to the knees with the long socks and maybe a single black or orange, whatever your team color is, an orange stripe, right? If you had made it something like a throwback uniform, that would have been a whole lot better, like the black and white of the 1930s or 40s uniforms. But as it was, I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it.
MLB even blocked, like they were trying to block the Cubs from wearing their normal hats.
It had to be completely white.
I think they still did it anyway.
Except they let relievers wear black hats with the white unis.
Which was, Greinke was wearing a black hat too, wasn't he? I think it was all pitchers were wearing the black hats with the white unis, but I don't know. I didn't have a problem with them. There were a lot of people who were kind of moaning about it, but I don't know.
Oh, well, they were uniforms. Who cares? Exactly. Good Lord. They swept Angels.
Some guy emailed.
Who are you talking about? You bitch about the Texans uniforms all the time.
No, not all the time. They suck. The Texans uniforms suck.
But
I got to watch those every week. This is one weekend. Yeah. Good Lord.
But then whenever they say they change them, they don't change them. They just add a tiny little logo to it.
No, they added
Uniform release. Uniform release. What's it going to be?
They put the logo above the nameplate, you guys. It's the greatest uniform ever.
How about that? You get the new uniform. You're like, what is it?
What's different about this?
No, somebody made a mistake. It's the same uniform. No. Look at the backs, the stitching on the nameplate.
Oh, contraire, my friend.
The stitching on the nameplate is a red.
First, there was the logo. Then there was the nameplate. Now there's the logo on up above the nameplate. Whoa! Oh, got to get me a new one. Holy crap. Are you kidding me?
Hey, let's get Steve in here. He's not lazy.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I want to talk about Lamar Miller. I think the Texans are in trouble. I mean, Duke Johnson has only had 100 carries once, and it was his rookie year. And then your backup, Tywan Jones, is a special teamer.
44 carries lifetime for Tywan. He's 31.
Like, I just think it's scary.
It's very scary.
Especially and
you got two undrafted rookies and Buddy Howell, who's never had any regular season carries in his life. I mean, are you kidding me? Right now, the Texans running backs have a total of 343 lifetime carries with the Texans running backs. Do you understand that, John? 343 lifetime carries between four running backs right now.
I think Zeke had more than that last year.
He did. I think he was up there. He was close. He had more touches.
I mean, I'll let you guys go, but I don't know what the heck they're going to do because I don't know. But good luck, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, man. Here, I found 6'10's lead this morning. The Texans have signed Christian DeLauro, a 6'6 tackle from Illinois. One-year experience.
Not good.
There's the lead.
He's not good.
There's like seven segments.
Here, I'm going to find you a running back right. I'm going to literally find you a running back right now. So.
You're looking through transactions?
No. I'm looking through depth charts. Like, is there any chance TJ Yeldon could get cut? Probably not. They'll probably go with four running backs there. Now, the New England Patriots will have Brandon Bolden. There's a chance Brandon Bolden would be on the waiver wire. Brandon Bolden's not a bad. I mean, he's got NFL experience, just for example. You've got, let's see, maybe Elijah McGuire from the New York Jets. Maybe he hits the waiver wire. I'm gonna find some. I'm definitely going to find some right now. Don't worry, guys. I'm going to find us a running back, guys. We're going to be fine. Don't worry, guys. We're going to be fine.
Call Marshawn.
Nope, nothing there. Nothing there. What about Thomas Rawls? If Thomas Rawls was to hit the waiver wire, I'd love that. From the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think that's a little... He'd be the fourth running back, but unless they cut Alfred Blue. You know who the Texans would pick up if they were to cut Alfred Blue? They're not going to cut Alfred Blue, but if they did, they'd pick up Alfred Blue. And it would just be like,
Well, he knows the offense, so...
Oh, look, here's another pancake with no butter or syrup. Delicious. That's what life for the Texans is like.
Apparently, Al Michaels said on the broadcast that the Texans had signed Jay Ajayi. And then someone named High Voltage. Texans signed Jay Ajayi. He must have heard Al Michaels. Yeah, he heard Al Michaels say it. John McClain said, I'm told Texans have not signed Jay Ajayi. And so John McClain, he must have asked the Texans, and they said no. So, Al Michaels might have been wrong. I don't know. I don't know where he got his information, but I'm going to trust John McClain on that one.
I'm really scouring to find us a running back. I'm going to do my best, guys.
Yeah.
Corey Clement.
That would be nice.
He's the fifth running back right now in Philadelphia.
That would be nice. Super Bowl hero? Yeah. Did you all know that Kenny Stills is a kneeler? There's no way in black hell the Texans would trade for him.
Yeah, you're right. Samaje Perine? Old Oklahoma running back? I mean, they're going to keep Darius Geis, Adrian Peterson, probably Chris Thompson. You know, if you keep four running backs or three running backs, there's an outside chance.
Yeah.
White Lightning, Zach Zenner.
Okay, man.
Detroit Lions.
Give Jacksonville a fifth or a sixth for Alfred Blue. No, Lamont.
No, be
no,
quiet.
Lamont. Stop saying stuff like that. That's not what we're doing.
Stop.
It's Claire Breener and the crossdresser. That's not his name.
Who did that?
Don't care about this team. We Dynamo fans. I don't like other fans of H-Town teams. We care, and it's about to get ugly. I've been at STH since day one, and this is worse than 2016.
Nice.
It's Neil. He says that. I really don't know enough.
Neil's a long time Dynamo fan.
Yeah. So Neil, I just can't. I don't know what you're going through. I just can't relate. But it is bad over there. They did start pretty well, and they fired their coach, and now apparently they're not very good. So I don't know. Anyone watched the first episode of Ballers this season? I haven't watched one episode of Ballers ever, so I can't say yes.
I stopped watching after season two. I wasn't feeling it anymore. I couldn't get there with it.
Deontay Foreman sure pissed away a great opportunity. Boy, did he ever.
Yeah. Injury settlement with the Colts. He's out with the Colts, too.
Yeah. 829 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
CJ Procise? It's not great. I'm looking through all the fourth running backs we need some surprise cuts. Could have locked into Adrian Peterson last year, couldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, don't even talk about
that. They could have.
Dude still has got a sidestep that's sweet. Totally sweet. 8:30. We get you guys. Mark, Chuck, anybody else. 713-780-3776. Just taking calls on the other side.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, man, we got a full board, so let's go. 713-780-3776. People want to get in here, talk about this running back, this Texans organization, Andrew Luck. Mark is here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Mark?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, man.
So what about somebody like Carlos Hyde? I mean, he was doing good with the Browns before Nick Chubb blew up and then got traded to the Jaguars. I mean, you know, somebody like that. Or what about, I don't know what happened to C.J. Anderson. I mean, he was doing good for the Rams.
Yeah, he's a number two in Detroit.
Yeah, we saw him last week. He was here.
He's a number two in Detroit. There's a couple guys that got my eyes, like John Kelly, who came out of Tennessee, was a sixth rounder. He's with the Rams. They're going to keep Daryl Henderson, Malcolm Brown, Todd Gurley. So it's going to be a matter of if teams keep three running backs or four. If they keep three, there are going to be some decent fourth running back options that hit the board. Andre, there's an outside chance that Andre Ellington, I don't think he'll. Nah, he's a Bruce Arians guy. He won't be available. Kerwin Williams is with the Saints. He could find himself. Dwayne Washington, Kerwin Williams, Divine Ozigbo, that's another undrafted free agent, so that wouldn't really.
Listen, there'll be some guys that'll be able to pick up.
There's going to be some guys, yeah.
As opposed to linemen that are cut, you'll find a running back that'll be serviceable. I mean, that's all you got to do. You hit a hole. And
like I said, Samaje Perine could end up on the. He was drafted in the 17. He really hasn't done a whole lot. Samaje Perine is a big body who could potentially.
You could use a bigger
Corey
body.
Corey Clement. They've got Jordan Howard, Miles Sanders, Darren Sproles, Wendell Smallwood. None of those guys other than Smallwood kind of does what Duke does, so that's kind of replication. But Corey Clement is a big body, a guy who can bang. I don't love him, but he's better. You know, he's more experienced than what you have on the roster. He's got NFL carries.
See, that would be one guy on the roster that won something.
And when Ezekiel Elliott comes back, there's a chance Alfred Morris could be a cut, an outside chance. Maybe not. It depends. That wouldn't make me super excited or happy.
Doug, what do you think?
Good morning. I'm wondering what do you guys think about DeAndre Washington. You know, he's a Houston kid, went to Texas Tech, and there's a chance he may not make the squad again this year at the Raiders. He may be the fourth back. And we don't know that they're going to keep four.
Love.
So what do you guys think about DeAndre? Him? Is he just not good enough?
No, love DeAndre Washington. love DeAndre Washington. He's physical. He runs a great balance. He's tough. He's not as big as the Texans would want. He's about 206, but that's in a, you know, in a 5'8" frame. But I'd be excited about DeAndre Washington. He's a guy that can do a couple that he can catch some passes for you too. Like, I like DeAndre Washington. I think he's better than right now Demarie Crockett or Caron Higdon. So if you got a chance to get a guy like that and he's better than an undrafted free agent who you can probably stash, you do it. You have money too, and he wouldn't even be expensive. That's a guy that I would 100% take. I thought he looked great his first week of preseason. I thought he ran really good. That's why I'd be surprised if they don't. I mean, I don't know, who am I missing? They're going to keep Josh Jacobs, Jalen Richard, or Jalen Richard. Who else? Mac Brown? I doubt it. James Butler? We'll see. But if DeAndre Washington's out there, that's a guy I would take a look at for sure. I mean, Theo Reddick could hit the. He could hit the market. Another pass catching,
yeah,
running back. I
mean, we can give you some carries. Does Zenner make it this year?
Zach Zenner might not. That's another big back. Derrick Henry, Deion Lewis. Then you start getting into with the Titans. You got Akeem Hunt, but he doesn't really give you what you want. Jeremy McNichols has some ability, not a lot of experience. I mean, Thomas Rawls would be the guy I would love to see the Texans land if the Jacksonville Jaguars don't want to keep four.
That's Do you think they'd take a look at Fozzie from Pearland?
Yeah.
Fozzie
Whitaker.
He's a little dude.
He's small, yeah.
You got enough of those guys, don't you?
You got to get some carries, though, man.
Well, I guess, unless you keep – well, Demarie Crockett gives you some size, but
– I like Demarie Crockett.
I do, too.
I like Caron Higdon.
I do, too.
Just you need somebody with NFL experience because let's say Duke Johnson gets hurt. Who's protecting the quarterback on third down?
No.
Who recognizes blitz schemes? Taiwan?
Gillespie.
Oh, no way. I don't want –
what do you got?
You see him get the punt blocked the other day? He just released and he realized as soon as he heard thump, thump, the thump of the kick and the thump of the block, he was like, oh no. Right.
And Bill O'Brien said, yeah, we had a rookie make a mistake. Chuck is here on ESPN 9. What do you say, Chuck?
What's up, fellas? Love the show. I just got to say, man, after that performance Saturday night, is it really bad to feel really good about Andrew Luck retiring? Because even though we were terrible, you know, I kind of feel like we're another 8-8, 9-7. Typical Texan crappy team. Have a good one, guys.
Well, I mean, it looks like what
I'm
going to
tell you
like.
This. I don't think you beat the Colts twice. Even with your, we've already seen Jacoby Brissett when he couldn't throw, beat the Texans with the Patriots. When he ran the option, he was running the triple option, and remember he scored on a 24-yard run.
Yep.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. We've seen Jacoby Brissett beat the Texans before. I'm not so sure that just because Andrew Luck is gone that you just notched two wins against the Colts. I'm not sure about that. I don't either.
I'm not sure that's the case either.
And it makes it even worse if they beat you with Jacoby Brissett. Makes it even worse.
So Matt Bezirgan is the director of player personnel for the Houston Texans. Pretty well respected. He joined the Texans in that role in May of 2018. For 14 years, he was with the Jets. The Jets look like they're going to be pretty close to cutting Elijah McGuire. This is how this usually works. You go with what you know. So if Matt Bezirgan doesn't think this guy's a total turd, which I don't know why he would be considered that, Elijah McGuire is at 5'10", 214 pounds. He's had 88 carries in 2017. He had 92 carries in 2018. That could be a guy that the Texans look
at. You know what I want in a player personnel director? A guy who knows everyone in the league.
Yeah.
A guy who scouted every guy and knows, that guy's going to become available. We like him.
Absolutely.
We liked him in college. He's got NFL experience. Not just because the dude was a Jet.
No, but you're going to go, yes, no, you want to know everybody, but you also have a limited amount of time to know the guy. His intelligence, can he pick things up quickly? You know what I mean? Some of the things that are important, like what kind of character is he? Is he a hard worker? Is he intelligent? Can he pick things up? That's why that happens a lot of times.
But I know. Well, how long?
It's also a comfort level.
Remember when this was Remember, this was Denver South, and now we've become every Brown cast off. Texans get now,
yeah,
which is awesome since, you know, the Browns have been so good for so long.
But how many Browns cast offs?
Body Calhoun. They've picked up a few Browns.
No, first of all, it was Colorado State U.
Well, right. Yeah. Yes, it absolutely
you forgot
was.
About when this was.
And then Denver.
The Colorado State.
And who else have they picked up from the Browns? They picked up a few guys from the Browns.
Let me see if TJ Yeldon's in any trouble.
Let's get Sean in here. Hey, Sean.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What do you say?
Good morning. I just wanted to kind of touch on it. I'm bartending over the weekend. I had a plan. I'm like tour championship, you know, Texans for, you know, the first quarter and then get some real football in Miami, Florida. And, you know, Stroh's obviously on the TV. Well, of course, I get some Cowboy fans sitting at the table. So they don't want me to change the station. And I have to watch this purgatory of Texans and see Lamar Miller go down. And first thing I thought was, okay, well, now we don't have anybody to pass block or block for Deshaun. Another kink in our armor. So now we're thinking about picking up scraps. And, you know, we're sitting here racking our brains on, oh, who might be available? When at the end of the day, it's just another OB decision that's going to be trash. And all I can think of is how Lance's boy over there in Indianapolis, Chris Ballard, is just classy, hooking up Andrew Luck for everything he did. And it's just the difference in the organizations, even though the Colts owner is a dopehead, they're still running their organization better than the Texans. And it's really sad.
Well, so one of the things I have learned under Ballard is it's really, you know, he got Jim Irsay on board with everything before he would even take the job. He had to know that Irsay was on board with, this is the way you run a team, run an organization, this is what I want to do, and I need to know you're all in. And he had parameters, and Irsay's like, yeah, I'm in. And Irsay's been a really good owner for the Colts, at least since Ballard's been over there. But, you know, his whole thing has always been, you go get good football players across your roster. Stop worrying about needs and get good football players. And if you're looking for good football players, you'll take care of needs at different times. And, you know, he wanted to address the offensive line. He said, you got to win with the fronts, offensive and defensive lines. He did it, and the Texans haven't. He's got a crap ton of running backs over there, and the Texans have really nothing. TJ Yeldon, by the way, is another guy who's on a roster bubble right now. There's talk about the Packers maybe trying to trade for him, maybe give up not a third rounder, but maybe a sixth or seventh rounder for TJ Yeldon because he's the fourth running back in Buffalo. This is a perfect example of what you would want for the Texans in this scenario. A guy with 4 years of experience, he's had over 100 carries in three of the 4 years. He catches the football really well. I mean, between TJ Yeldon and Duke Johnson, if you had that, you'd have it set. Your running back situation would be set. Actually, you'd be in decent shape for where you were if you could get your hands on TJ Yeldon. I just don't know if the Texans, I mean, would consider trading a late round pick for him, or if they would be able to. I would think that when a guy's cut, you could claim him. And I'm trying to think where where did the Packers finish last year? Oh, no, they would get a chance to claim him before the Texans would.
Yeah.
I guess. But if you're the Texans, that's the kind of guy that you would. And let's say he went through waivers. Let's say he rolled all the way through waivers and he became a free agent. The Texans would, that's the kind of guy that the Texans would absolutely. It should appeal to running backs. The Texans should appeal to all running backs now. You get a chance to get a bunch of carries.
Right? Every running back should want to come here.
Yeah, you got a chance to get a bunch of carries behind a really, really good offensive line.
Well, I hope you have enough testosterone for all those carries.
Maybe.
You need some, don't you?
Yeah, legally. I mean, you can't do it if you're in a sport. You can't get testosterone treatments or you'll catch suspensions. You're not going to. You, Gary. You, Johnny. You guys are not going to. Me, I'm not going to get a suspension for it. In fact, it actually helps you perform better. It is a performance enhancer. What's a performance? Well, it could be metabolizing. It could be lean muscle mass. It could be your workouts. Definitely will be your energy level. Can be your libido. There's a lot of areas that testosterone directly impacts and affects. Everything I just talked about, it has an impact and an effect on it. If you or someone who is suffering in any of those areas, lean muscle mass, and let's say it used to be better and now it's gotten worse and worse, those are signs that your testosterone levels have dropped. And if that's the case, why don't you get your numbers figured out? You go in and you have a test. It takes just a few minutes. Doesn't take long at all. You'll get your results within minutes. And then from there, if you are found to be low in testosterone, they can get you to the right dosage and the right numbers so that you are at your optimal level. Men's T Clinic says don't just rely on lower testosterone to get you through your days. Get to where you're supposed to be. Live your best life. Five locations here in the Houston area, all around town. You should find a convenient location if you go to mensteaclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, I knew there were more. Texans signed Browns castoffs. Body Calhoun. Well, they traded for Duke Johnson. Christian DeLauro just came here. Darren Fells. Fells can play. And Fells he was Duke become a free agent. I know, but you're getting the Houston Browns. Congratulations. Oh, well, the Houston Browns cast off.
Oh, the team that's competing for a championship. Right. You're welcome.
Well, yeah. Here's a story that we haven't gotten to yet. According to multiple sources, the University of Florida Gator Band was in their parade order marching to their buses after the game outside of the stadium when a group of University of Miami fans tried to push their way into the band block. The director of the Gator Band, Dr. Jay Watkins, saw the group and ran towards them to help stop the altercation. Unfortunately for the band director, he was reportedly placed in a chokehold and had his head slammed into the concrete. Another member of the band ended up with a bloody nose after being punched in the face. No information has been provided about their status after the attack.
Way to go, Del.
Congratulations, Del.
Nice job, Del.
Classy.
Straight from the grave, wherever you are.
You know Classy. What? They beat you, so you know what you got to do? Beat their band.
Classy organization. And you know what? You know what happened after that? I saw the follow-up to this. Felipe Franks ran out there and started pointing at the Miami fans and getting in their faces and said, yeah. This is what happens. I do this. He even said, I do this.
What he's yelling at his teammates after he throws that pick with 4 minutes left in the game, and he's screaming on the sidelines at his own teammates.
Why is a pass being called? That's it.
That was so dumb.
Run the ball. But here's the other thing. What about when he had the touchdown run, and he's at the camera. He's like, I do this. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I do this. And then he ran over to the, you know, like he was over talking to the fans. And Herb Street's like, well, he's having a lot of fun, just doing a lot of talking to the cameras and
fans,
the opposing fans. You could just tell Herb Street was not into it at all.
I'm kind of a guy. You celebrate with your teammates. Those guys all block for you. You ran it in, and they protect you. That, you know what? Go right to your teammates. Instead, I love a guy that just... This is me. It's about me right here.
Felipe Franks felt like an about me guy.
He's absolutely an about me guy.
Very much so in that game.
He's screaming at his team. I mean, I don't. If I'm one of his linemen, I'm like, watch this. Watch this dude get a hit.
He's not bad. He's got some talent. He made some decent throws, but he also made some really bad mistakes. We'll see what happens. Their offensive line's not very. I still think. That's a little too much hype for them. Top 10 preseason. I don't feel like that's a team that can beat Georgia.
I don't feel like a team that could tackle or cover without interfering.
No, you'll lose three games. If you tackle like that for the rest of the year, you'll lose three games.
Miami's not very talented offensively. Defensively, they got some talent. They're just not very good offensively.
Their offensive line stunk.
And you let Dallas out of the Wildcat just destroy you. I mean, that was unbelievable. What a crappy game to start the season. I mean, it was a good game because it came down to the end, but you want to talk about bad football. But thanks to Dell, I had the under, and so I really appreciate him. and I'm not going to give him a thing for it. But I did have the under, thanks to Dell.
Yeah, you don't have to pay him anything.
He's no, I'm not going to pay him anything. Screw fine. Dell.
I was just his opinion.
I don't even
Who
think
cares?
He's alive.
Who cares? Would he have paid you if he missed? No.
No. No. Would you give me my money back, Dell? No.
No.
Jerk.
You're fine.
Anyway, 713-780-3776.
I want to get to my Breggers real quick. So Alex Bregman, if you look at Alex Bregman's numbers, this is pretty rare. He's been in the league for 4 years. Every single year, every number has gotten better other than slugging. His rookie season was .478. His second season was .475. Other than that, and other than his batting average, which has been .280, .264, .284, .286, .283. Man, that's incredible consistency. Look at this. Walks to strikeout. The first number is going to be walk. 15 to 52. Year two, 55 to 97. Year three, 96 to 85. Year four, 94 to 71. That keeps coming down. The strikeouts are now coming down, and the walks are going up. He officially became, in year three, a higher walk than strikeout guy, which is a great sign.
Well, for a power hitter?
Yeah. OPS, 791, 827, 926, 973. I mean, these are substantial jumps each year. He just broke, just over the weekend, he set his all-time mark for most career home runs, single-season home runs, 32. Besting 31 last year, and that was at 594 at-bats. He has right now, well, okay, let's go plate appearances. 705 plate appearances last year. He's at 561 this year, and he's got 32 home runs to the 31 he had last year. Right now he has 90 RBIs, 103 last year. So he'll go above the RBI total, right?
Yeah, he'll catch 13 this.
Yeah, he should for sure.
5 weeks?
Yeah, she should for sure. So he's going to set marks again, OPS, home runs, could be batting average. He could have his highest batting average. He's got a shot to get up there around 290. So he was a top five MVP last year. I think he's going to be top five. I think he's got a chance to be top three this year. The Astros are going to be they're going to be right there at the top for wins, right? They got a bunch of guys who are really good. He's going to have the power numbers that are sexy. He'll have triple digit RBIs. He's going to have a home run total that could be in the, you know, anywhere from the mid-30s, maybe 40. Could he catch that? He couldn't get that high, could he?
I don't know.
Eight in 5 weeks?
He could. Well, he could. He could. I mean, if he gets hot.
I mean, that's not crazy.
No. He's really good. He's really, really good.
I mean, he's the best on the
team, right?
I want
to compare him to somebody on the other side. We'll do that on the other side. Raheel will join us right here when we come back on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I want to talk about Cheers. Cheershealth.com. Cheershealth.com. I like to have a couple libations. This is not a secret, okay? I'll drink a few Coors Lights.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was a secret.
No, yeah. It's not a secret. Seeing as how if you watch our stream, you could see my Coors Light laptop cover. But here's the deal. If you're somebody that likes to have a few libations, you like to have a couple glasses of wine, you want to, whatever it is, a little liquor, and you know what? You shy away because you're not going to feel all that good the next day. Well, listen, Cheers Health is going to help you. They guarantee that you're going to feel 50% better or you get your money back. They've got free samples for you right now if you go to cheershealth.com. Go to cheershealth.com. They'll show you how for $1, which is, it's not free, it's $1 for shipping. All you have to do is go to cheershealth.com and see for yourself. Try it. And when you wake up the next day feeling better, because it's science, you will feel better, then you're going to say, wow, let me get some of these. So that I don't have to worry if I've got to work the next day or I got something that I want to do the next day, whatever it is. I just don't want to feel bad. I want to feel better, and you will feel better. 50% better or get your money back. It's a locally owned and operated company. So if you order today before 3 o'clock, you'll get yours tomorrow. You're going to go to the game and you want to have a few. Go to cheershealth.com. Make sure you get your supply at cheershealth.com.
Of research and innovation. Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do